Hello.
Hi, this is Victoria returning your phone call from customer service.
Yes, I'm very curious. I had a charge to my account last night, and the number they gave me was this phone number.
Okay,
And
could I have your
because,
zip code so I can look you up, please?
yeah, 610-81.
610.
81, yes.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
You wouldn't believe how noisy a call center can be. Can I have the first and last name on the account, please?
Well, it would probably be because it was on my fiance's card. So Keith Torno, KEITH
Okay, wait just a
TOR.
second because I'm not finding it. So spell that last name for me.
TORNOW.
TORNOW?
Yes.
Tarnell. No.
Yes.
Okay. That's a
It's
cool
not
last name.
Torno, but it's spelled Tornow, but they say Torno.
What is the first name on that account?
Keith?
Don't. Can it be under someone else? Can it be under another name? A
It might be
nickname?
under my name because it's also my bank account. So we got Meadows,
No,
MEADOW.
ma'am. Let's try the email that the account is.
Okay, our two emails would be Keith 67 1989
Okay, Keith,
at Gmail.
6-7. Okay,
Next.
that is KEITH
Yes.
at Gmail.
Yes.
Let's try that. I do apologize
It's okay.
for taking so long to find you.
That's okay. I
Okay.
also have teenagers live in my house, so we can go down the line on those too
Okay.
and find out where it came from.
Do you have the card that was charged? Let's try looking it up by the card that was charged.
He has it in his wallet. The last 9357 or the last four?
The last four, 9357.
Yeah, maybe
Nine
that's mine. That was
three
mine.
five seven. Let's see if it pulls up with that.
Because when I called the bank this morning, they said it was under his card.
Okay, I'm having trouble finding. Okay, let's try looking it up under your name and see if it's under your name. What is Meadows, right?
Yeah.
MEADOW.
Yes.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
Let's try it under Meadows. What's your first name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Oh, you don't have a middle name or anything?
A. Ann.
What is your email, Ms. Meadows?
Writer girl 8183 at gmail.com.
Yes, I can't find that.
I also have a son, Zachariah Flat. Maybe his name pops up.
Do you have an order number or anything attached to it?
I
Because
don't.
I'm.
It's just a $68 charge came from
Yes,
my
ma'am.
card.
I'm trying to find it and I can't find it under
I
the.
know. It didn't give me any order number. Just this phone number was the only thing linked to it, they said.
Do you have the bank statement that it was charged so we could find that card?
Yeah, maybe. Log into my account on my phone.
Yeah, because I need the last four of the card that was charged or the first six. We could try either one of those.
Okay.
And I do apologize.
It's okay.
What was the charge you said was charged? 60.
Let me open it. I'll tell you the exact. 6889.
Okay, that's okay.
Free off extraordinary fault.
Okay, let's try that zip code again, because I'm having trouble finding you. So what was that zip code again? I'm sorry.
61081. But my bank account is on another zip code. Would that
Oh, yes, I need that because
Okay.
that's how we
610-70-71. I'm sorry. 61071.
610-7.
I just
One.
moved. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Give me that zip code because I'm missing some digits.
61071.
61071.
Yes.
Let's try it with that. Ms. Meadows, I hate to ask you this, but is there any way that you can get in touch with I forgot what his name is, and see if he can give me the first six of the card that was charged? Because I'm not finding you under your email.
Yeah, he has a break at 11, so I can have him give me those numbers at 11. That's in 50 minutes.
Okay, thank you for that, and call us back, and we'll take care of that for you. Now, you haven't opened up a dispute with your bank yet, have you?
No, I have not done a dispute.
Okay. Well, please call us back and let us take care of that before you do. And I do apologize that I cannot find the account for you.
Okay. Can you tell me what is this place I'm calling? Like what?
Okay. We are a third-party call center, and we deal with different companies and their different products. So that's one reason why I can't answer any questions, because I don't know which product I'm dealing with.
Okay.
And
right,
I do apologize.
I want to get you though. You're actually pleasant to talk to.
I'm here between 8 and 5 Monday through Friday, so hopefully you can get me. And try to call in the morning, because that way it's not as congested.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Meadows. You have a good day.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.